This is a lecture and demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 20th of January, 1954. The title is Audio Beep Meter Demonstration. This lecture is 37 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
You notice there must be a little anchor point here at the wrist where the hand bends, where we'll find a live spot there. I'm pretty sure, unless you're dead entirely. None there. Where's your hand been hurt? This hand was?
No.
Well, that's what happened to it then.
Okay.
Oh, how interesting. It's your neck. Can you roll that sleeve up to where we can get the inside of your elbow?
Oh, yeah.
Gee whiz, this machine is... Well, we'll get the fact that this does howl. Boy, your anchor point structure here, your auditor better start rebuilding it.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding.
Want
to
come in?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Because it ought to... There.
One at last.
Well, this tells you immediately something. She said, yes, she has had some injuries. This machine shouldn't howl like that. But this second little beep is the one that should come in.
Can you turn the volume down and the sensitivity up on that thing?
Volume down and sensitivity up? Mm-hmm. That's all right. We're getting a bop. Except it's really loud when the thing's operating properly. You notice this? She has a live spot. We did get one here. But what's happened to this one here?
She moved it away.
What are you doing, Jeanette? Everything stopped?
Yes, sir.
Demonstration subject?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? There is one here.
Yeah.
Well, I'll give you a bop, anyhow. Not good, didn't it? Not good. All right. Now, you notice we don't have any bop over on this side of her face, right? Everything has stopped, she says. I mean, she's stopping it. Very interesting. Did you say something, Brian?
No.
Not rolling. There it is. Got it through. All right, I'm going to turn this on. Did you notice there that it went through at a specific instant that you sort of knew it was going to go through?
Yes, a little sting.
Yeah, a little sting. Well, that little sting there was my beam. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, we'll know when this one goes through. Okay, I see what you're doing now. Boy, can she put up a fight.
I can feel myself putting up the resistance. I don't know why, but I realize it.
Well, the guy who's turning that on is me. It isn't her. All right, now let's look at phase healing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, phase healing. Let's not resist like that. You know what's registering in there? My energy.
Mm-hmm.
She knows that.
I can feel it.
All right, let's take her forehead here. Somebody run the assumption on it. It's not very bad. All right, let's take this upper lip here and see if it's live. And then there's a specific line of demarcation here where we don't have liveness on the face. You might touch it there.
Yeah.
You've been a demonstration subject, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been a pathetic
where?
Subject.
No kidding.
I've been a group of doctors for a year.
No kidding.
Does that have something to do with it?
Okay. Face healing has that category. Now, the funny part of it is we can take this and reverse it. We can take this out here, and we can use it manually. And you could go from student to student, and you would find that your ability to do this varied. Now, we haven't any longer a probe here. You put your hand down. But where my finger touches her now, it will act as a probe. You mind? Probably have to have a different set.
You want to set, you set it on inverted?
You want it inverted. Something's wrong here. What about your hand touching the face? Should be live right there, just the same way as it was with the probe.
Is your hand being on the case making a difference?
Why? Very interesting. This was okay the other night, but it's not good yet. No action from that particular smell. Only fits in one way, or does it? Nope. Just one way. And this should give you a box. And you should get a box here. And you don't get a box. So this is the baby that's out, the other one isn't. Well, there's something wrong with the way this machine is oscillating right now. There shouldn't be any hollow on this machine at all. We should have gotten the probe going just that way. There's something wrong with it. It has either been hit or has it has a resistor in it. And probably the resistor's been set up. Now look, I've got a hold of the probe here. Watch. Faith heal. I don't electric heal on this stuff. I mean, you get this. And so on. Your face feel warmer?
Oh, yeah. I wish you'd do it to my feet. They've been colder.
I don't know. We're trying to do it through a silk stocking, but I don't think it's possible to do so. It requires about 5,000 volts to go through a piece of silk like that.
That's
an awful lot of stuff to try to push through, by the way. Now, you try to push through somebody's scar tissue. All right, the use of this instrument tells you how dead the creature is, not how alive he is. Because every time you hit with this instrument and you find no spot, the truth of the matter is the fellow has an anesthetized area. That's the way you read it. Don't read it as a pain meter. Now, you can tell immediately how well off the person's body is or isn't.
Now, one chiropractor, for instance, is liable to be an electric eel. They happen. There's every few guys out of 100 will have a personal impulse. And when you get up toward operating theta or around theta clear, your impulse starts picking up. And you get up to a point around theta clear there where you're hitting this one out of every 100. And then you get somebody who is fantastic. I mean, you know, you just a lot of juice. And so, if he massaged the preclear afterwards, if we considered this a pain detector, it would tell him immediately the preclear was in agony all over this area now. That's not true. The preclear is alive. This gives you an index of Homo sapiens, though, that this meter with this probe can be used. You see, this is a new combination machine. They just make a probe meter all by itself. It tells you that they were willing to consider that a fellow had to get rid of this area where the meter bumped. The only thing he had left to live on was his tiny little piece of pain, and he was cherishing it just no end and being very proud of it, and then they took it away from him. But if one of these electric eels, a good high potential guy, suddenly got hold of this individual, why, bang. The second he massaged this area or anything, the whole area would go live. And with some individuals, it was just good enough just to touch the area and pow, see? Volney threw in the sponge on this when you were testing it the other evening. I said, well, Volney, you know very well that your face is dead. It has been dead like that for a long time. It doesn't register on your face, does it? And he said, that's right. And I put it over right against his face. Just threw a sheet of energy down between the register. It was real spooky. Now I want you to turn this machine on. Look at the probe from inside your head or from outside your body. Just look at it. Now connect a white beam between the probe and you. Make the face of the probe go white. There we go. Now let's do it again. Till you know you're turning it on.
I feel like I'm going through stone walls.
That's right. That's true. Did you know when it was going to go on?
Yes, I can feel it. It's just like concrete.
All right. Let's hit it again over here. There's an instruction there? All right, turn it on here.
Mm-hmm.
There he is, still alive. All right, let's turn it on now. You turn it on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Really easy, but hard down here, huh? Well, turn it on in your wrist. Remember that this was dead before when we were going on.
Yeah.
There's nothing to it. You know you're turning it on, don't you?
Oh, I feel like I am.
Sure, yeah, you are.
There's a big block here.
Oh, turn it on there anyhow. So we don't give you a failure.
This has been dead for about 10 years.
Who used to slap your face?
Nobody.
Come on. Now you can get a zone read on a facsimile. See that?
Well, I've got a phrase that said I could slap your face, but I don't think it ever slapped. I don't know.
Well, okay. Oh, well, let me show you the metabolism test here. We have to get this off of surgery. We have to get this off of our EQ kit. This thing is tetradyne against the microphone. And that's all it was doing. Well, that's all right. Now let's get this back to zero here. And you got hold of that very nicely. All right. Now let's get it from the dial for 10.
be. Well, look at this dog, would you? Look at this character. She's riding just as nice as you please. It's a real good read. You see that B scale? Well, the B scale, of course, reads here. As we go across, it reads 3, 3.1, 2, 3, as we go from left to right. And so we get over here, and of course it must inevitably have started at 2 if this is 3. And so we get the fact that she is reading at about 2.82. You see that? 282. That's real good. That's real good. We notice we got a reading there. All right, let's get her over here. We notice we have an average set. We have a fairly average set down here. That is, we've got both dials vertical. We will just take off from there and see if we can get our needle quietly posted here someplace. And then we'll touch her on the back of the neck. And we find out we have much too active a needle because it's very frequent. She's reading high, you see. All right, so let's back it off. Let's touch her again on the back of the neck and find out what happens here. What do you know? We just don't get enough happening. Boy or kiss you there? See, you're not reading enough. All right, let's bring it up here. Did a boy ever kiss you there?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Don't remember specifically.
Uh-huh. You don't remember specifically. Well, you object to being touched there?
Oh, no.
No?
Not really.
Well, let's just leave you a little cagey on this machine here and see about where you do. And we'll set it back to average. Make the thumb go down. What are you doing? Ripping that can?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to.
This is a real weird needle reaction here. That's going back and forth. It's hunting. Too much needle action. So let's just stamp it on the input. That's right. Now squeeze the can. Too much action. Unsqueeze it. Now unsqueeze it. Just squeeze it and let go. Squeeze it and let go. Just hold on to it. And hold on to it normally afterwards. You know, just hold on to it and then just go crunch and let it go. Do it. Crunch it. Do it again. Okay. In spite of all fancy needle sets, this is normally the way I set a needle. I ask you to scrunch it and let it go, and if it drops half a dial, I'm set. That's the way I set a needle. All right, drop it. Scrunch it again. Now we'll notice how wild this gets. Secondly, bring this up here. Now scrunch it. Hey, bang. Well, that's too live a needle. Okay. Now scrunch it. That's still too live. Now scrunch it again. Well, that is pretty wild. Scrunch it again. Trying to work somebody who's in good shape. That's it. Now we're not getting the whole dial drop anyhow. Okay. To do that, by the way, I had to set these things over here on this case. I had to set this over thing with the upper and lower little needles on the right-hand side there reading 2 and 2. Or thereabouts. Each one reading 2, and she's got a nice, calm response there. All right, take a breath. Let it out. No, just a minute. Take a breath. Let it out. interesting. What were you doing last night?
Well, she's
tired.
I had a couple of nightmares. Sorry about that.
Not taking enough to be wrong.
Get rid of it.
All right. To get this test, you just set both of those needles vertical. All right, now take a breath and let it out. Now we got it. All right, take a breath and let it out. Responsive. Take a breath and let it out. We're getting an adequate read there. You're not breathing in and out of your mouth. That's what they're doing wrong.
Want me to do it?
Yeah.
Well, first time I did it with that
one. Keep trying.
I was practicing my yogi breathing for about 20 minutes before this class began.
Wore out.
My nose is all chopped up, and I thought I was my first sofa went out in the back and I practiced this yogi.
There we go.
About 20 minutes.
Of course, that gives a guy more energy, which is why yogi works. He's breathing more oxygen and so forth. And so on. Take a hold of that. Thank you very, very much. Let's get Pearl to take a hold out of there and see if we can get a difference of read on it. Now, your yogi breathing had you about burned down to the ground. Yeah.
Okay. Now, she's reading there nice and clean. And this is real good for a body, see? Just terrific for a body. She's reading there above 3, somewhere around 3, 3, 1. And quite an accurate read. All right, now let's, you notice I've got both these lower needles here set vertical just to get a constant. This tells you in the first place she's in good condition over here on the tone meter. And now, take a breath, Pearl, and let it out. There you go. Isn't that a beautiful reaction? Look at it. Terrific.
You feel good, don't you?
Mm-hmm. All right, now we've got that writing over here. Now let's do it again, bro. You see now? When we've done it the second time, we've got her a bit burned down. All right. Now take a nice deep breath and let it out. There we go. See, went over, hit the pin. Quick, we're in good shape. Let's roll. She'll probably be 3 feet back. Okay, with great ease. Shape all around the universe with all strength. Okay, so we know two things about her immediately. We know her tone. We know her basal metabolism, how tired she is at the moment. She can have a good tone and still be tired. That's this character here. All right. Thank you. Now we have in all of our work then these factors against which we're operating all the time. We have how tired the pre-clear is or how undernourished he is. By the way, this will also tell you if the fellow doesn't get a good rate, you didn't eat any breakfast, did you?
Yes, I did. You, 18 glasses on
you didn't?
Yes, I did.
My goodness, you eat any dinner last night?
No, you, no I didn't. I think about it.
No, you didn't. Come on. Okay. It'll measure two things. It'll measure the amount of food in the body and the amount of oxygen to burn the food. Of course, because we're running burning rate, we'd certainly better measure the carbon. You know, I'd better measure the chemical as well as the oxygen, that is to say the carbon as well as the oxygen factors of the breathing rate. And this also says that Pearl probably had a small but adequate supper and had a small but adequate breakfast, and about routine in food level. Come here a minute, Don.
Okay.
You hold on to this.
Okay, now we'll just see what we get here in various reads. And
on the fee scale. We got to read here on the fee scale, right at 2.
And, yeah, I'd better not talk. Now, did we do a big dive on that DMR test? All right. Now, take a breath, Don. Take a deep breath and let it out. I did that, by the way, with this pin over here. Now, wait a minute. Oh, he's all right. Now, just to breathe normally for a moment and realize that you're amongst friends. All right, just relax for a moment. Now take a breath with your mouth and let it out. Deep breath through your mouth and let it out. Okay, no dinner, no breakfast. And you were having a rough time in a session yesterday afternoon, weren't you? This gives you an immediate index against food and auditing, right? If you're trying to exteriorize the guy, well, I'm not holding you up as a horrible example. We just have to open your mouth and hold your nose and shove more food down your throat. Now, you see that? Thank you, Don. You get the coincidence of these things and reading and auditing. I quite normally surprise some perfectly well-dressed pre-clear by saying, how have you been eating lately? And he thinks I'm talking about this, that, and why, perfectly well, of course. And you say, well, did you eat any supper last night? Any breakfast today? Of course, I'm sitting there looking at the machine when I'm asking him these questions. And if he says yes, and yes, and we don't get a good reading on that. See, the only reason Don didn't get a good reading, he just didn't eat supper or breakfast. I happen to know that, which is why I asked you to take all of it. All right. We've got a problem. This person did eat supper and did eat breakfast, and they haven't been doing any undue exercise, and we asked to take a deep breath, and let it out, and it drops 2 points. Ding, 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 here comes the little men in white coats. See that? So you as an auditor at that moment, auditor beware. And you say, well now let's see, what's the realest thing that you've contacted lately? And don't you go on much further from that. And you be awful sure that every time you give them an order, it's an order they can perform, and that you do not give them a second order until they have performed the order you have given them. See that? Because you're dealing with a person who, if run into an engram, would scream and scream and scream and scream. So you know before you go, which is a good thing to know. See that? So this machine, just with its tone reading, the 400, just with its tone reading, and its oxygenation test in itself, pays off in terms of auditing. You don't have to sit there and run it worth a nickel after that. I mean, if you just use the machine just for that, why, you'd be way ahead. Because listen, in this day of good makeup, you can be fooled. You just don't take a careful look at your pre-clear. It just catches you a little bit off balance. The next thing you do is say, well, all right. Now, you say very happily, noticing the machine is doing a theta bop. Fine. Now, let's go into it very nicely. And let's find somebody who is alive. And then the cave starts to scream and breaks down and sobs bitterly and has a horrible time. And you say, well, that's fine. We've gotten a grief charge. Good. Now we've gotten a grief charge. Isn't that cute? All set now.
So we rub our little paws together and we start to run this grief charge, and the person just cries harder and harder and harder and harder and harder and spins harder and harder and harder, and we say, how the hell did I get into this? Well, you got into this because you didn't know before you went. You see that? The person was exhausted. And now you're trying to order the body, a Thetan plus body. Also, this machine will do something else. This machine will read off the top after the person's been exteriorized. And you set those sensitivity knobs way up there, and you can get the activities of the Thetan, although the thing is connected to the body, because he's nebulously connected to the body, and so you get it. This equipment, then, is something that you ought to know how to use in its earlier stages, rather than the way you have been using it, which is in later stages of the case. Now, just as a little footnote here, let me tell you how to run out of grief charge. Here's a theta bop on the machine. What's a theta bop? Well, a theta bop's unmistakable. The machine is going from 5 to 20, and to 5 to 20, to 5 to 20, to 5 to 20. About like this. 5, 20, 5, 20. And sometimes it does a little hunt at each end. If it's doing that little jump at each end, you haven't got the right depth, but that's all right. It uniformly means that the Thetan is with another, a duplication of himself, guarding a body somewhere. A dead body. It means a dead body. Now, if you want to key that out, you run the current lifetime deaths in this fashion. You see, they're just locks, really, on his own death. You know, grandpa dead, mama dead, papa dead, and so on. You get this terrific theta bop. Well, that'll show up on a case who has heavy grief charges and losses in this life, if it's in acute restimulation. But the basic on it is he's guarding a dead body somewhere. If you ran that dead body as such in various ways, you would key that chain. But that's all right. Let's not worry about keying the chain. Let's not worry about fighting with the preclear about whether or not he's got a dead body someplace or another. He knows Papa's dead and Mama's dead. We take a little bit further around, and we can run it this way. All right. Give me three places at the present moment where your father isn't. And by just that, and repeating it, and by running the overt act motivator sequence, give me three places now where you are not abusing your father. Three places where your father's not abusing you. And if you run this chain of questioning just like that and no more, you'll get there and you'll eventually key it out. Now, you can also find out that where isn't your father abusing your mother, or your mother abusing your father? And you'll key out this theta bop. Interesting, huh? Doesn't take very long to do it. Don't bother about chewing up the track. Now, you can also run it this way. Give me three places there is not a dead body. Three places you're not protecting a dead body. Well, if Freakler is pretty low tone, you'll dive him right straight into the engram. So let's take the lighter, the current lifetime locks. If the preclear is up there and is doing a theta bop and he's reading around 2-5, well, get on the ball. Just knock that dead body he's guarding out by saying, now, tell me three places where a dead body isn't at this moment and three places you're not guarding a dead body. Got that? All right, I leave this machine up here for... You'll fool with if you want. And for you to test your preclears on. If you'll just take your preclears, those people who are auditing here, if you just take your preclears and just run them past the machine just on the basis of, let's set them on the tone scale and let's give them the metabolism test. You'll know more about your preclear than you've known for some time. And let's just put the machine right here and just let you do this.
That varies in the metabolism.
No, not from the things I've been saying. It varies on the pre-clear a little bit from day to day, but the variation is not down to horrible.
As you said, if a runner came in been around the track six times,
It
would be way down.
Yeah, but you shouldn't audit him at that moment.
No.
Got that?
Yeah.
Returning before
and after the
FDA. Yeah. But you're only interested in one thing. Whether or not he ought to be audited.
Yeah.
That's all you're interested in.
Well, not enough food or too much breathing both give the same effect on the
too much food?
No, not,
not enough food.
Too much breathing.
And too much breathing will give you the same effect. Okay. Now I'll just leave the machine here. We can take our period one in period one today. And we'll, with period one, if we take the first short part of the period and we can run a test on that machine, it won't take you 3 minutes to run that test on that machine because I'm going to take it. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take it into my office and you just bring your pre-clear and run it. I'll show what your sets are on. Okay?
You already tested my pre-clear.
You got a good pre-clear there.
I know.
Okay, let's take a short break.